can you see in this first day a little bit of exposure what how he's been able to keep up?
No. You can't. It's hard the first day. There's a lot of things going on. We've run probably 600 plays, something close to that, in the OTAs and the mini camps, and he's missed a lot of that. So there's a lot of adjustments, but he gets a chance to catch up. I mean, I think basic understanding of the scheme, he has a good feel for that. But there's a lot of intricacies of protections, of the way we're doing some of the run game things that he's only going to get through time.
What are you looking for from him at this point?
Just to get him integrated into the system and get him and try to get him prepared as best we can. We still have time. I mean, it's pretty apparent from watching him today in practice. Yeah, he's a good runner. He's got a good feel. You can see that with the way he moves. He's in good shape. So, you know, it's just the mental part of it. I guess the best way to say it is mentally I think he's in good shape. But when you get out on the field and things start moving quickly, you know, that the normal thing to do is to have a little bit of hesitation. And you see that. And I think that's got to be – he's got to catch up to the speed of everything right now.
With the rules on practice, you guys are moving so much faster, at least from what we've seen years past. How much of that is your philosophy trying to, you know, and is it maybe mimicking game speed or trying to do the best that you can, moving them through drills, and sessions?
Well, it's good to hear you say that, but I mean, that's what we're trying to get done. I think you have to create an intensity in practice because the game is so fast. There are going to be times where we back off, where we'll slow things down, and that's what the walkthroughs are for. But I think our guys, I have to compliment our players. They've been working really hard. And the speed in practice, the intensity has been really good. Like I said, we've still got a lot of work to do. But the work that we've put in so far has been really good. And that's an impressive thing.
What are your thoughts on working with Daquan Jones so far and his approach to learning the game and trying to do as much as possible?
Well, you know, it's always hard when you talk about that position from a standpoint of what we're limited right now with not being able to put pads on. I mean, I like the way he works. He does a great job with everything that we're asking him to do. If you go down and watch him do some of the individual work on pads, it's impressive. But, you know, the big thing is translating that to pads and being able to do it in game situations and even practice situations. So he's working hard. Doesn't say a whole lot. You know, he's a professional. He goes about his business, and you respect that. But I'm excited to see what he can do when we get the pads on.
Another guy that came back today was Coons. Obviously, there's maybe a little less catch-up due to the position and stuff, but I'm guessing he needs to get back here and get going and figure out where you're at with that position, too.
Yeah, but he'll have – yeah, that's good. It's good. But, I mean, he obviously doesn't have as much to catch up on from a schematic standpoint. And there'll be lots of time in camp to get kicks, and he'll have situations where he'll get a chance to kick the ball. But Ani's been doing a great job. We had a field goal session inside last week, and he really did a nice job. So there's going to be some competition there, which is what you want, and we'll see how Travis does.
You said you're happy with the how things are progressing. Is it ahead of schedule for you guys?
Well, I don't think you ever feel like it's ahead of schedule. I mean, we have a schedule for what we're trying to get in. I think as far as the way we're practicing, I'm pleased with that. The challenge is going to be to sustain that. So, you know, we've put in a lot of different things. Some have looked good, some have not looked so good, which you expect. But what we do have is a bunch of plays on tape that we can coach off of going forward. So situationally, individual plays, even individual players, we can talk about the techniques. We can talk about how we've got to do better on the communication if we're working together defensively or offensively. All those things help you. So, you know, it's been really good.
In the past few weeks, some of the players said they've been impressed with Jake's movement, and he looks pretty good. Are you kind of on the same page as you where you thought he'd be at the end of OTAs?
Well, I didn't think Jake would be moving as good as he was at this point. I mean, Todd Torselli, our trainer, has done a great job with the rehab of that. And Jake, to his credit, you know, he works hard. He's been in here every day doing what he's had to do. He's still having some soreness at times, which is part of the rehab process, but he's fighting through it and doing a nice job.
What, if anything, changes with this being the last day of the OTAs and next week being mini camp?
Not really much. This will be our third mini camp. It's going to be the same structure because we did a rookie one and the voluntary one earlier. So, you know, they know what's coming. And they'll understand. But it's a chance for us to go back through and essentially start over, go back through the install again, which is good because you can build off of what we've already done.
Ken, as you looked at the tape so far of OTA, is the team about where you figured they'd be at this stage?
You know what, like I said, we still have so much in front of us yet. It's hard to assess that. The one thing that I'm really pleased with is the way they work. You know, they did a nice job in the weight room part of it with Coach Watterson. And, you know, the attendance was great. Their intensity was good. And they've done a great job with the practice intensity in shorts. The big thing is going to be how we do in pads when we can really get a chance to see competitively some of the one-on-one situations that you'll face. That's what you're looking for. But if we'll keep practicing the way we are, then I'll be very pleased. We'll all be very pleased.
And that work ethic is a huge thing for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it's all – it starts with our leaders on this team and our veterans, and we've got a good group. And those guys have really bought in and are working hard, and I think that sets the tone. And, you know, they've been great about taking a professional approach to this thing and working hard. So it's laid a good base for us to go forward with.
Is that the main difference with minicamp and OTAs, just the pads?
There's no pads. We don't get pads till training camp.
So why are they called different things, I guess?
Because we get more time with them in minicamp. We can keep them. We can only keep them for 6 hours in OTAs, whereas minicamp you can have them for 10 hours. So we can go through a walkthrough practice, which is valuable for us from the standpoint of corrections and then installing things. So it's a, you know, it's what according to the CBA rules what we can do, and so we go with that.